Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A preview of the cattle on feed numbers out this week. Back on that after this.
OklahomaMineralBuyers.com is interested in buying your minerals. If you own minerals, then you need to give us a call at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. If you have received an offer to sell your minerals, you need to talk to Oklahoma Mineral Buyers first. You need to compare the offers to better understand the value of what you have. You want to get the best price available for your minerals. And that's where Oklahoma Mineral Buyers can help you. Give us a call. The call is free, the service is free, and there is no obligation. Just a friendly conversation. Remember, don't settle for the first offer you receive. Call OklahomaMineralBuyers.com at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. Our name says it all, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
The final monthly USDA cattle on feed report for 2012 will be out this Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, after the markets close for the week. And the experts seem to be leaning once again to fewer cattle being placed into feedlots in the last month compared to 1 year ago. In fact, if that is realized, this could be the sixth consecutive month that we could see fewer cattle being placed into feedlots compared to a year ago. Erica Rosasenko is an agricultural economist with the LMIC, the Livestock Market Information Center, based out of Denver, and she gives us the views of the LMIC on this upcoming report.
USDA is going to be releasing their cattle on feed report this upcoming Friday, and here at the LMIC, estimates for the number of cattle on feed as of December 1 in those large feedlots is going to be down anywhere from about 6 to 7%. If we look at placements, as cattle feeders are continuing to see those large losses, placements are going to be down anywhere from 7%. That's probably going to be a wide range across the overall analysts within the industry, but really it's going to be a very significant decline. Continued losses is really putting a damper on placements, but still at a point you have to continue to place cattle to keep those lots full. Marketing's, on the other hand, basically maybe about 1% above a year ago.
Now that marketing number, if it comes in right around 1% above a year ago, or even flat compared to 1 year ago, that would be in line with expectations by the experts. But some folks say that's not quite enough. But Erica Rosasenko says, really, if you look at how the cattle feeding sector works, the cattle feeding business works these days in the U.S., we're probably moving cattle fairly timely, no matter what.
There are some concerns that we could get a little bit behind if we look at the weight data. But then again, if we look at how the cattle feeding sector operates now than just a few years ago, a lot of those cattle, based on their feeding regime, are timed and have to move through the lot on that particular schedule. So the chance of holding cattle back and being slow in marketings is somewhat restrictive in terms of these cattle feeding regimes and how they move through the system. But still 1% above a year ago, marketing is still a good insight that we're moving cattle. It's better to be above a year ago than below a year ago.
Erica Rosasenko with the LMIC. Dow Jones has compiled a whole group of estimates for this week's report. The average guesses, about 7% fewer number of cattle on feed as of December 1 than a year ago. Almost 9% fewer cattle placed into feedlots in November than a year ago. Pre-report guesses on marketings unchanged from a year ago. Once again, that report out Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Central. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.